Is the president the same behind the scenes as he is in front of the cameras?
Well, I mean, listen, I haven't seen him in a long time. You know, it's been probably a year since I've seen him face to face. But the thing I can tell you, and people are critical of me, they're saying, well, he's acting the exact same way that he did in 2016 or 17. Why are you breaking him from him now? There's absolutely no difference. And so I can accept that criticism, but I actually think it has gotten worse. And I think there's objective standards to look at, whether it's his personal mannerisms, his communication style, some of the things he's now doing on Twitter, equating President Xi, for example, to Jerome Powell and saying, who is the bigger enemy of the United States? I mean, this is stuff that is, I think, way outside of the even normalcy for President Trump. And so for me, enough was enough. The red line for me was really with the congresswomen using those racist tropes in a Twitter feed is nonsensical from the leader of the free world and somebody that is running a country whose first name is United. And so they told my grandparents that 100 years ago, and I spoke out against that. He didn't like that. And since he's a demagogue, you can't be in 7/10 support for him or 8/10 support. You've got to be like some of these Fox News announcers. You've got to be in 11/10 support for Trump. And so I can't do that. I can't disavow my personal history or my integrity or things about my life to try to give somebody a level of loyalty that they don't deserve. And so I spoke out about it. And I think the situation has gotten worse. I said that Jonathan Swan from Axios a few weeks back, that he's in full-blown meltdown. It's like the episodes of Chernobyl where the reactor's melting down and now people are trying to figure out whether they're going to cover it up or they're going to clean it up. And so as a good standing Republican, I'm calling on Republican elected officials. We have to clean this up. We have to clean it up on behalf of our children, on behalf of our country, and let's face it, on behalf of the world. And so I'm hoping that happens.